This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you've logged into Facebook or checked your Instagram or Twitter accounts, or really over the last 48 hours, no doubt you have seen the photos, pictures of smartphone screens showing negative digit temperatures, or a photo of the friend with the measuring stick in the snow, or the always present patio furniture with 17 inches of snow on it. Or maybe you've read what all appear to be the same status updates, telling us all pretty much what we know. It is really cold out there. So just what's behind this need to share, or some may say overshare through social media, what we're all experiencing? Cliff Lampe is an assistant professor at the School of Information at the University of Michigan. So, Cliff, this is your job. You study why and how we all use social media. What is it about this weather in particular that has so many of us feeling the need to compare weather notes?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So there are some great social science studies about this. One thing to keep in mind is that everybody on social media has an audience that they're interacting with, and that audience has a mixture of both close friends and distant friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we post something like a picture of your deck furniture or the snapshot of your iPhone with how cold it is, you're fulfilling multiple kind of goals. One is something we call social proof in social science. This is an idea that my colleague Nicole Ellison gave me this morning. And it's basically the idea that, you know, you want to show proof of what's going on. So even though it's a banal thing, like a picture of the food that you're eating or your kid doing something cute or how snowy it is, you're basically showing a picture as a proof of something that goes beyond just a status update that would say it's cold outside, right?
Okay.
And that social proof is, I think, more vernacularly known as pics or it didn't happen. Right?
Yeah.
So this is the way that a lot of practitioners talk about this in terms of having, you know, some sort of proof about what's going on and having the ability to say, this is the reality at the moment.
So it's almost as if it's not real unless it's up on my Facebook wall in a picture?
In a picture, it really helps, right? So and it has a more emotional resonance to show a picture of it than it does just to say it's really cold outside. And for some reason, that's just something we do with a whole wide range of things that go on in our lives.
Now, I can only assume that you've been following all of these weather posts online
sure.
the last couple of days. What are you seeing? Anything surprise you? Anything particularly funny or creative?
You know, there's a lot of memes that are being generated right now. So a lot of, you know, I really enjoy the satellite pictures of Michigan during this snowstorm. I enjoy kind of how people are dealing with the snow in fun ways. So you see a lot of people who are doing things like blowing bubbles to see the bubbles freeze as they're being blown, or who throw the boiling water, which you should be careful about, and see it turn immediately into snow, or making ice cream out of Michigan snow. So I've been really amazed at how people turn this type of weather event into a fun thing. And I think it being an event is an important thing, right? We tend to share what's unusual for us. And for all of us, even though it's a common experience, it's still an unusual experience personally for it to be this cold. And it's also a common experience that allows us to share that unusual experience with everybody else.
All right. So what did we do before we had Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and social media? Were we sitting around the campfire at the end of the day after the hunt talking it over? Or was the town crier the one that we would turn to? How did we do that?
Probably the modern version of the campfire, which is the water cooler. So this would be something you would talk about with your colleagues when you got into work, or you would talk about at school. You know, sure is cold out there would be something you might talk about, or you know, share a picture that you took on your old school camera back in the day. But really, it's moved into social media in a way that's different even than previous forms of media, because now we do have that broader audience. So, you know, you can have friends in California who, it's not just that you're sharing this experience with your Michigan friends, but you are showing your friends in other parts of the world, no, it really does get pretty cold here, friends, you know, and that's another way that social media is slightly different than older forms of media. But of course, we've always talked about these types of shared experiences quite often in the past, mostly in face-to-face groups, though.
But it's much more immediate. It lets you snap that picture and get it up there so your nephew in Ireland can see the fact that, you know, it's minus 14 here.
Yes, and that's Fahrenheit.
So. Yes, that's right. Is this a good thing, do you think? Is this a positive development in communication, or are we in our own little bubbles playing to our own imaginary audiences?
Well, as a professor, I can never say anything's unqualifiedly good or bad, so I would say it's mixed. But I do think it's in generally a good thing, because what you see is that people are sharing their shared experiences, right? And one of the other goals that people have when they share something like how cold it is that they can say, they get a little emotional support from their friends, right? They can say, like, I'm suffering this too, or my car got stuck, or it was trouble getting my snow snow removed. And so that sense of kind of community is something that we don't anticipate coming out of social media, but can really spring from an event like this, where we are all kind of bearing through this shared experience.
So when somebody can put on their status, hooray, they finally shoveled out my street. That's just kind of, yeah, we're all in this together.
Right. Or you know, what do I do with my pets when it's so cold? Or, you know, hey, it's frosting up inside my windows right now. Those are all things that, you know, if I can see other people are going through that, it normalizes the experience for me too.
Fascinating stuff, and I think we can all agree we can lay off the patio furniture pictures. Try something more unique. Cliff Lampe, assistant professor at the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Cliff, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.